Today's shir is Masechta Shavuos Daf Memches. We will begin on Daf Memches on an aleph, 7 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah Amalchem Tenli B'din Paris. If somebody comes to the store and he asks the storekeeper to give him Paris worth a dinner, and he gives it, and then the storekeeper says, "Give me the dinner that you owe me," and he says, "I already gave you that money, and you put it into your cash register, into your wallet," and he says, "No, I didn't." The person who's purchasing the fruit should swear that he gave the money, and he doesn't have to give again. It says, on the other hand, if the person purchasing the fruit tells the storekeeper, "Give me the fruit," and he says, "I already gave them to you, and you took them home," at that point, the storekeeper, said the Gemara, swears that he gave him the fruit, and he doesn't have to give him the fruit again. Yehuda says, "Whoever kosher pears biyadai, whoever's holding the fruit, yada al yoyne." Says the Gemara to elaborate on what Rabbi Yehuda said. Tanya, we learned in a brayse, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, "Emesai, when do I agree that the purchaser is the one that swears? Bezman she pears tzavurim umenachem, when we have the fruit sitting here." Vishnema are Malayam, and they both are, and there's an argument. And what, there's nobody that's muchsik in the Paris. They're both standing and arguing over the Paris. Aval, if Shim Bakupos Lacharif, if the purchaser has them already in his knapsack, so then how much a chaver alvaraya, and in such a case, the aloch is the person who's holding on to the fruit is. With the halacha considers it as if it's his fruit, and the owner of the store has no claim and has no way of extracting that from him. The Mishnah said similarly. Amal shulchan tenli b'din amos. We have somebody coming to a store, to a money changer, and he says, "Give me the change for me, whatever coin to a smaller coin," and then the Shulchani says, "Give me the dinner," and he says, and the person who came to change says, "You already took the money," and the other, so at that point, the Mishnah says, "Yishava balabayis," the person who came with the money should swear. If, on the other hand, we have a reverse case where the customer says, "I didn't get the money," and they didn't, and he says, "I did," so there the Shulchani should swear. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ain't derech shulchani litan iser achitl dinner." It's never the style of the chenvani to give anything away until he receives a dinner. And if he doesn't have it, and therefore we could assume that if I, the person who came with the money, holding the money, already have the money, the smaller denomination, he must have received the dinner. So ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to teach us two cases which are essentially the same? It says Rav Tzricha, "Diash min ha-kamaisa, if we only would have had the episode of the Chevani and the Paris, that according to the Chachamim, the Baal Bayis has to swear in order to get the Paris. And according to Behuda, as we just learned a moment ago, a Shvua is not even necessary. B'chach kam Rabbanan, we would say over there, the Chachamim say that the Baal Bayis has to make a Shvua. Shindaperi avidi de Markavi, fruit sometimes gets spoiled. The Kivin de Markavi, and since that happens, Le Mashalahu, the Chenveni is not going to want to hold on to that fruit because he's concerned that the person who's coming to purchase the fruit is likely to back out of the deal because he sees that the fruit is beginning to spoil. And therefore, he's quick to put him into the Baal Bayis' bag. Therefore, when the Chenveni says, "I put the fruit into your bag already, even though I didn't get paid yet," it's something that can make sense. And therefore, the Chachamim will agree that a Shvua is in order for him to keep those payers, even though those payers already something that he's holding on to. Avamos, but when we speak about coins, the Loi Markavi, coins don't spoil. So there's no reason to assume that the Shulchani is so anxious to put those coins into the Balabais' bag. And if he put them into the Balabais' bag, it's clearly an indication that he already got his coin. And therefore, in such a situation, the Chacham will agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the Balabais is entitled to keep those coins even without a shvuah. V'yetma b'hop, if we only had the machloikis regarding the Shulchani, b'hop come Rabbi Yehuda, there we would say that certainly the fact that the coins are found in the Balabais' bag is very, very much an indication that the Balabais got paid. Av b'hach, in the case where the Chanveni is selling Paris, since we just mentioned that there is a real consideration that the Chanveni was quick to put the fruit into the Balabais' bag because of these considerations. That's why Tzricha, we Mishnah had to teach us the Machloikis in both cases of Yehuda and Rabbanim. The Mishnah continues, Kishem Sha'amra Bekemes Ksubasa. Just like we learned, Allah is, if a woman admits that she already got paid part of a ksuba, that she can't get the rest without making a shvua. The Mishnah taught us, Kenei Yisaymim Layifra El B'Shvua. So too, from the Yisaymim, she only can collect with a shvua. Says the Gemara, the Yisaymim are coming to collect. Ask the Gemara, Miman, who are the Yisaymim coming to collect that the Mishnah says that they have to make a shvua that they weren't paid? And the halacha is that they actually have to make three shvuas. One shvua is that the father never told them that this debt was paid up. The father never told them, that the father never commanded them anything, given that tzavah, and they didn't find any documentation about this loan. Iman, ilaymim miloiva. So if we're going to say that yisoymim cannot collect from a loiva without a shvua, ask the Gemara, and the basis of this question is something that we've discussed previously, is that normally the halacha is very partial to yisoymim. So Gemara's question is, if a malva comes to the loiva to collect money that's owed to him, under normal circumstances, there's no requirement for a shvua to collect what's owed to me. So certainly the Yisaimim who are coming to collect what's owed to their father should not be required to make a shvua. Avon shaka b'loi shvua. The father did not need to make a shvua. V'inu b'shvua, and we're going to require them to make a shvua. Hach kamar. The Kenny Yisaimim and the Yisaimim, says the Gemara, what the Mishnah means to teach us is, if the Yisaimim of the Malva are coming to collect from the Yisaimim of the Loiva, they can only collect with a shvua. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel de'emer tavayu. So Rav and Shmuel both say, Loi shanu el shemes malva b'chayei loiva. This is referring to a situation where the malva died while the loiva was still alive. So at that point, when the malva died, therefore they collect. The halacha is that even afterwards, teaches us the Mishnah, if the loiva dies, the yarshim of the malva to collect from the yarshim of the loiva with this shvua. Ava meis loiva b'chayi malva. If the loiva died first, then it's a much stronger obligation that they have to make. The shvua that the malva has to make is that he has to be able to make a shvua that he wasn't paid. And the ein other mer shvua labonav, that type of shvua that the malva can make, that he could say definitively, I was never paid, that's not a shvua that the yarshim of the malva can make, because they can't be 100% certain that the father was paid up. And therefore they won't be able to collect if the case was that the loiva died before the malva, then the yarshim of the malva will not be able to collect. Shalchu kamei, Rebbe Lazar, says the Gemara, this question was sent to Rebbe Lazar, and shvuzu ma'ativa, the chiv shvua that the malva had to make even though the Malva was obligated to make the Shvuah, the fact that he is no longer here, and therefore obviously can no longer make the Shvuah, so why does that put his Yarshim into such a weak position? The obligation of that Shvuah is only a Shvuah that was on the Malva. Yes, as long as the Malva is here, he has to make the Shvuah, but if he's no longer here, unfortunately, that Shvuah, the obligation, should expire. And therefore, Shalchu Lahu, Rabbi Elazar said, Yarshim Nishbar and Shvuah Yarshim Anaitlim. So as we've been learning, the Shvuah that the Malva makes and the Shvuah that the Loiva makes, the Shvuah that the Malva makes and the Shvuah that the children of the Malva make are very, very different Shvuahs. The Malva's Shvuah is that he swears definitively that he wasn't paid. The Yarshim, his Yarshim Shvuah is a very different Shvuah. Their Shvuah is that we were never given instructions. We have no independent knowledge that it was paid. So Rav and Shmuel said that once the Shvuah that the Malva has to make is required, that Shvuah, that obligation cannot disappear. And given that his children cannot make the Shvuah, they won't be able to collect. Rabbi Elazar is saying, yes, there are different obligations on the Malva, different obligations on the Malva than on the Loiva. But even though there are different obligations and on the Malva and the Loiva, it doesn't mean that if the Malva can no longer make that Shvuah, the Loiva can't make that Shvuah either. But rather, what it means is that the Malva's children will make the Shvuah that they normally make, and that's enough. Says the Gemara, Shulchan Mei Rav Ami, this question was sent again in the time of Rav Ami, and Amar Kula HaShach Lev Azli, are you going to keep on asking the same question? If I could have explained Rav and Shmuel better, would I not do so? But still Rav Ami said, since this question has come up, name of a milsa, I want to say something about it. Ahmed Bedin, if the Malva had the entire ready, and the Dayanim told him that he has to swear that because the Loiva passed away, the Malva wants to collect the money owed to him from the Yisoyim of the Loiva, and the Dayanim therefore tell the Malva, swear that you weren't paid up, and then Malva and then Mace, and then the Malva dies. Then this is already Shvuah the Bezdin obligated them. They are the Mirah Shvuah Labanov. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel said, that there was an obligation to make the Shvuah. The children are unable to make the Shvuah that their father made. The children, as we keep on saying, cannot definitively say that they were paid up, and therefore nobody were able to collect from the Loiva's Yarshim. However, Loi Amid Bedin, if this never ever came to Din Torah, that means Bezdin never obligated the Malva to make the Shvuah, then Yarshim Neitlan Shvuas, Yarshim Nishban Shvuas Yarshim, then the Yarshim make the regular Shvuah that Yarshim make, the Neitlim, and they collect what's owed to them. Maskler Rav Nachman says, asks Rav Nachman, Otto Beidina Kamechayv LeShvuah, is a Bezdin that makes the Malva make the Shvuah? It's not the question that's being asked. It doesn't depend on Bezdin's psak. Me'edah the Shchev Loiva. For when the Loiva passes away, Chayv Le Malva L'bnei Loiva Shvuah. That's when the Malva became Chayv and Shvuah. So why are you connecting it? Why are you connecting it with Bezdin? Elam Rav Nachman, Yisal Drav the Shmuel Isa. If the Loch follows the psak of Rav and Shmuel, that the Yarshim of the Malva lose out, then that's under all circumstances, since they can't make the Shvuah that their father could have and should have made. Vilesa. But if not, if the Loch's not Larv and Shmuel, it doesn't make a difference if Bezdin made a psak or didn't make a psak. It's all irrelevant. if that's not the obligation that the Yorshim have? Says the Gemara. Al Mesapkle, it's obvious that Rav Nachman was not certain if the halach is like Rav and Shmuel or not. Says Mavam Rav Yosef ben Yumi, of Rav Nachman of the Yechloiku. Rav Nachman had such a situation. Rav Nachman, we learned in the Mishnah, spoke about a situation where we have two people who aren't able to make a shvua. We spoke about a case where both of them are chshudim, where both of them are people that were concerned about their honesty. And Rav Nachman said that they shavai the money. Because, so this clearly is not what Rav and Shmuel said. Because Rav and Shmuel are saying that if somebody is supposed to make a shvua and can't make the shvua, he loses. Says the Gemara, the Dvar of the Ramei, come of Alei Lo. When Rav Nachman said that he's not certain if the halach is like Rav and Shmuel, that's according to Rameya, that Rameya taught us when we have a situation where we don't know what to do, Rameya's opinion was, Chazer Shmuel l'mekoymai. That's what Rav and Shmuel says, that in this case, since the Malva was obligated to make a Shvua, and then he passed away, and his Yorshim are not able to make that Shvua, so therefore, he says, that's where Rameya says, that the halacha is that I'm not sure what to do, and therefore yachloiku divide. Rav Nachman himself held, like Rav Yossi, that I'm not sure. That's why he's asking, like Rav and Shmuel, that the person who's supposed to make the shvua and cannot—that means the yorshim of the malva lose out. But Rav Nachman himself holds, like Rav Yossi, that the halacha is always yachloiku, and that's what he did. Moser Rav Yossi asks. The Mishnah Masechta Ksubis, Daf Kuftala Manalev, teaches us, if somebody passes away, leaves over a wife, and his wife never asked for Ksuba payment. Mesa, Yashir Maskirin as Ksubasa Ad Esr Mechamesh Shanim. The halacha is that for the first 25 years after her husband, if she died within 25 years after her husband died, the halacha is that she was entitled to the Ksuba. She didn't collect the ksuba, and therefore, that even though the children can't swear, the halacha is that the children will be able to collect the shvua. What is the 25 years? So the Gemara Masechta the Ksuba explains that if a woman didn't ask or say anything about a ksuba for 25 years, it's safe to assume that she was Michael the ksuba. But what do we see from here? That a person, the woman would have had to make the shvua, even that she wasn't paid, that the children can make that shvua, and the halacha is that the children are able to collect the money. Says the Gemara, Hakam Ma'iskinen, the Mishnah is speaking about a case, Shenishba, that the woman before she died swore, and only after she died, only after she swore that she died. So we have her shvua on the book. And since we have shvua on the books, that's why her children don't have to swear and they can collect. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta the Ksuba Daf Tzadik teaches us. Nosser, if somebody was married to two women, Nosser Rishoni married his first wife, the Mason, she passed away with Yorshim, and then Nosser Yishnin, then he married the second wife, a Mason, and then he died. So with his death, he owes a Ksuba to his second wife, and the Yorshim of the first wife are also coming to collect her ksuba. So the Mishnah said, Shni of Yorsheh, Koidim Yorsheh Rishayna. The second wife and her Yorshim come before the Yorshim of the first wife. And therefore, if there's limited amount left in the estate, so the halach is that the Yorshim have to pay off the debts. The ksuba of the second wife is first. And it says not only that the ksuba of the second wife come first, but it says that the yarshim of the second wife could collect without a shvua, even though the wife herself would have had to make a shvua to collect. So isn't this a proof, not like Rav and Shmuel, that even though a mother, a father would have had to make a shvua, and the yarshim can't make the shvua, doesn't make a difference. Says the Mar Hachinami, it's referring to a situation, Shenishba v'meisa, that the second wife made a shvua before she passed away, so the shvua is on the books. Tashma, another Mishnah, in Masechta Ksubos Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, where a woman was admitted that she got paid part of a ksuba, and therefore she would have to swear that about the balance. But when she, but her husband had left a, had agreed with her that she should collect the ksuba without any requirements, no shvua. The halach is that since that was an agreement before between the husband and the wife, then she doesn't have to swear. Ava Yarshav, the Yarshim of the father, Mashbina Yarshah, can make her Yarshim swear. Or that's a Barn Rishusa. Barn Rishusa means that we've learned many times in our Shurim that a wife, a woman, has a right to sell a ksuba. And if a woman sells a ksuba, then what she's selling is, what she's selling is, the people who buy it from her become the owners of that asset and can collect. And if they're coming to collect the ksuba, they have to make a shvua. So we see from here that there was no shvua made yet, and the Mishnah is teaching us that the Yarshim could collect the ksuba. And that seems to be teaching us that even though it's not the exact same shvua that the mother would have made, says the Ma'amar of Shammai, this is the way you have to learn the Mishnah. Let's start with Tani. Oysa Balmona, that if she didn't swear to her husband, that means the halacha is the agreement that she had, that she doesn't have to swear, was agreement between herself and her husband. And therefore, if she's collecting the ksuba from her husband, indeed she doesn't have to swear. The Yarshel, where we said that the Yarshim of the husband make her Yarshim swear, is talking about a grusha. That means at the time that they got divorced, since at that time they have this existing arrangement, she's entitled to the ksuba without a shvua. And then she died, and now her children are coming to collect that ksuba. And the Mishnah is saying that if her children are coming to collect the ksuba payment, not from the husband directly, but they're coming to collect it from the yorshim of the husband, then they have to swear like anyone who has to swear, that we learned many times the halach is, habal ligbois benichsa yisayimim, if you're coming to collect from yisayim, tzarech shvua. And even though she had an arrangement that she doesn't have to swear, that arrangement only affected her, it's only for her. Her yorshim do have, his yorshim can make her swear, and can make her yorshim swear. So this has nothing to do with her giving over a shvua to her children, and that the children can't make the same shvua as the mother. This is an entirely independent halacha. Masrav Nachman, Masrav Nosim Barisha. The Bryce says, Yofa koyach abe mikoyach av. The son of a malva, it could be stronger than the malva itself. Sheben goyve beim b'shvua shem b'l'sham. Sometimes a son swears, and sometimes he doesn't have to make the other side swear. Ha'av ene goyve el b'shvua. The father always has to make a shvua. Says the Gemara Hechidom, exactly what does this mean? It's the mace, loiva b'chayiv malva. The loiva died before the malva. And now when the malva is coming to collect, the Chazal said that he could only collect with a shvua. V'ktani, shaben goyve b'im b'shvua b'shem b'shvua. But the son could collect with a shvua without a shvua. What does that mean? B'shvua is he makes a shvua so yarshim. He has to make a shvua that I don't know that this was paid up. Shlai b'shvua, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that if there are Edom who could testify that at the time of death the father said that he wasn't paid up, then the Yarshim could collect without a shvua. But here we see that the children maybe would have to make a shvua, even though they can't make the exact same shvua that the father would have made. Because the father would have made a shvua, I know for sure I wasn't paid up, and the children cannot. Says the Gemara Amar of Yosef. From here we see indeed that a father could bring a shvua to the children. But how many, whose opinion does this represent? Beis Shammai he. Because Beis Shammai says throughout Shas that shtar ha'omer ligvas k'gavidami. A shtar, a good shtar, is already considered halachically as if it was collected. Says Rabbi Shammai that since the children are holding on to a shtar of money that was owed to their father, it's not like they're coming to collect. And the question is, how do you collect? What type of shvuah do you need to make to be able to collect? It's as if they already have the money. The Gemara said here, Yafa koich ha-ben mikoich ha-av. So I saw that the Sefer Yalkut Eliezer explains that the Gemara in Masechta Nida says that have mezakas benoy b'koyach. There are certain traits that we inherit from our father, and yafa koyach av, mikoyach av, yafa koyach ben mikoyach av. If we see that Baruch Hashem, the people that are successful, we should realize that it comes mikoyach av, that what we have is from our parents, and that whatever the Sefer Yismach Yisrael says the same, that whatever good we have is because mikoyach av. We inherited powerful good midas from our father, and that's why the schus avos help us that we should be able to be successful in life. Says the Mar Ikla Rav Nachman l'Sura. Rav Nachman once came to the city of Sura, Ola Gabe Rav Chizda Rabbi Rav Funa. Rav Chizda Rav Rabbi Funa came to visit him. Amalei Leisa Man Mekel L'Hadar of Shmuel. Please join with us and saying that the halacha is not like Rav and Shmuel. They said that if the father had to make the malva had to make a shvuah, which they cannot make, then they can't collect, and abolish that. Amlo echva esvli kolhani parsi mekra had Rav and Shmuel, that I come all the way from where I came to dispute Rav and Shmuel. Ahav de loy lahasmei. Let's accept that what we shouldn't expand the halacha, and what they said is only in the case where ein adam mar shvu zeh lebanav. But any other case, we won't say Rav and Shmuel's din. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Kigoy mai. What did he mean to say? Damar apapa hapaygim shtara. If a malva agrees that the money owed to him is partially paid up, or mace, and then he dies, Yarshim is Baron Shvus Yarshim. So normally, as we know, if somebody is Maidva Mixus, that they paid up partially, he has to swear to collect the rest. Here, he says that Rav Nachman says the Yarshim will just need to make a Shvus Yarshim, that they don't know that the father was paid up, V'noitlim. Says the Gemara, who the Shachiv? There was somebody who passed away, V'shavak Arva, Lava passed away, and he left over Yisoymim, and he also had a guarantor. And the Malva had to swear to be able to collect from the Loiva. And now the Malva passed away, and the Yarshim wanted to collect from the Loiva. Sovra Papa Lameima, Hanami de Loilos Vlaho. That this also is included in what we just learned, that even though the Yarshim of the Malva cannot swear to the Yarshim of the Loiva, because they cannot duplicate, as we've been learning, the exact same shvuah their father made. But here they're not making a shvuah to the father, to the Yarshim of the Loiva. They're making a shvuah to the Arev. And that we will allow. Where's the Arev going to go to collect? The Arev is going to collect from the assignment. And since the Arev is going to collect from the assignment, the halacha views it as if they're collecting directly from the Yisayimim, and Rav and Shmuel's din will be applicable that they can't make the shvuah that they're supposed to. The shachar v'shavak acha. There was a malva that died. He didn't leave over children. He left over a son. And there was a shtar chayiv that was going to be collected from the yarshim of the loiva. So again, this too is considered a situation that Rav and Shmuel was speaking to the sons of the malva, not to the brother of the malva. Amalei Rava, Mali Leptani Abba, Mali Leptani Achi. The shvuas are all identical, and therefore there's no reason to, even if we're not going to expand Rav and Shmuel's halacha, here we can't treat the brother any different than the sons. Amrav Chama, Hashtad Loyetma Hilchasa. Now that we don't have a clear psak, like Rav and Shmuel, not like Rav and Shmuel, that the children are unable to make the shvuah, the children of the malva are unable to make the shvuah to the children of the loiva, the Yarshim of the Malva to the Yarshim of the Leiva, like Rabbi Lazar, that the Malva make, the Yarshim of the Malva make whatever Shvuos HaYarshim has always made. Hi, Dan and David Kerr Shmuel Ovid, says the Gemara, if a dying passes like Rabbi Shmuel, fine. David Kerr Belazar Ovid, if he passes like Rabbi Lazar, fine. Amara Papa, Hi, Shtara Shah Yasmi. And we have a Shtar of the Yisoyimim of the Malva that they present to the Yisoyimim of the Loiva. In the case where the Loiva died before the Malva died, and therefore the Malva was obligated to make a Shvua to the Yarshim of the Loiva. Loi Mikra Karina Lei, we wouldn't rip it up. The Loi Magbir Magbina Bay, nor can we use it for collection. Agburi Loi Magbina Bay, it can't be used for collection. The Masir Loi Karav Shmuel, maybe that looks like Rav and Shmuel. And since here the Yarshim of the Malva aren't able to make the same Shvua as the Malva, so they can't collect. However, Mikra Loi Karina Lei, the High done it because we just learned. The High Din and Davik Rebbe Lazar, we just learned that somebody paskin like Rebbe Lazar, Ovid. And according to Rebbe Lazar, they don't have to make the same shvua as their father in order to be able to collect. Says the Gemara, who died? David Rebbe Lazar. But there was a dying that once passed like Rebbe Lazar, have a Tzuvim Rabbanim B'masei, and there was a Talmud Chacham that lived in that vicinity. Amalei, I sin egatim in Merava. I have a letter from Eretz Yisrael, the less hilchos of Rebbe Lazar, that the halacha doesn't follow Rebbe Lazar. Amalei, so the dying tongue will chit taisei, bring me the letter, and then I'll admit that I made a mistake. Also kamei de Rav Chama. So then this Talmud Chacham went in front of Rav Chama regarding what is the halacha regarding the shaila, and Amalei Rav Chama told him that, as we've been learning, high dined on the Rebbe Lazar, if there was a dying that passed like Rebbe Lazar, Ovad, we accept that psak. We learned in the Mishnah, Ve'el Nishban Shlebetayna, in the following situations, a shvua is required, even without a direct claim, Hashutfim Varisim Vabatropsin, Ve'isha Nesenes Vesenes B'tayk HaBayis, Uber HaBayis. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying that a shvua is made without any claim. Ask the Gemara, Otto B'Shiftani Eskinen, is our Mishnah making a statement that somebody should swear without any claim? Says the Gemara, why would you have to swear if there's no dispute? Says the Gemara, come. This is what the Mishnah says. Elo ha'nishbon shlebetanis bari. Normally, bari v'shema, bari odif. If somebody wants to have a winning claim, he has to be certain, bari, he has to be certain about his claim. Says the Mishnah that these cases, el b'tayna sheva, even the people who are making a claim are not certain about their claim. That claim is strong enough to have reason to accept that claim, and there should be a requirement for to make a shvur. Hashutma reason, but the Taz in Chayish Mishpat Simon Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph says that even though the Gemara is saying now that we don't have to have a tiny spori, a very solid claim to make a claim, the halacha is that there has to be some basis to a claim. That the partner is saying, I have reason to believe that my partner took something that he doesn't deserve. But if he has absolutely no claim, then he wouldn't be allowed to make that. We wouldn't make him make a shvua. However, there are a lot of paiskim that even on the slightest claim, a shvua is required. Tana continues the Gemara, Ben Bayish Amru, that when we say Ben Bayish swears, that if somebody just walked into my house and I say he stole, I can't make a shvua. The Mishnah is speaking about a case where I bring workers. That means we have a real business relationship and there's a reason to be concerned that maybe somebody took what's not deserving. Says the Mishnah Hani. Why indeed is the halacha? That even though throughout Shas, the halacha is that unless you have a real claim, you can't make somebody swear. Here, we're taking a different approach. Says the Marmishim, the Maribatera. All of these people rationalize why they may be taking something that's not, they're not entitled to. Somebody, if you have one brother who is running the entire affair of the family business, So he may say, you know, I'm doing all this work. I'm doing all this work. And therefore, I'm entitled to get more. So now the Rishonim debate, what would be the halacha if he's getting paid? So maybe in a place where he's not getting paid, so there he starts to rationalize, I'm entitled to something more, and I'll take a little more, because he says, I'm working without getting paid. But in a case where he's getting paid, so he's getting paid for his efforts. Once he's getting paid for his efforts, maybe there he won't rationalize. And in order to make him, in order to have a claim against him, you have to have a tainus bari, or maybe once he's there, he'll rationalize under all circumstances. Amar Rav Nachman Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman, for who this halacha, that we could start this obligation to make a shvua, is sheyesh tainus b'nai shtei kesef, that there's a concern that he stole the value of shtei kesef, and there's a hidah b'mixas, that because the halacha is, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that a shvua moedah b'mixas is only in place when the entire is over shtei kesef, as Shmuel said. So therefore, what the Mishnah added is that it doesn't have to be a tainus vaday, it could be a tainus sheva. But if the claim is not for shtei kesef and there's no moed b'mixas, there's nothing to talk about. Kishmul, this is Fowl's opinion of Shmuel. We learned earlier in Daf Lamed Tes a very big machlokes. What is the halacha of shtei kesef? Shmuel said as long as the dentayer is about shtei kesef, and Rav says the denial has to be shtei kesef. Says the Gemara, and Rav Chiya, when we learned that Gemara, said the halacha is like Rav. And here we're saying that the halacha is like Shmuel. Ema, says the Gemara, because the Gemara wants to say that the halacha is like Rav, kfir is taina, that the denial is over shtei kesef, which is exactly what Rav said. We learned in the Mishnah, Chalka shut from Arisim, if they divided, not as no, if they separated, they dissolved, then there's no room for shvua. However, we learned if there's a new obligation for shvua, megaglan as a kol. So what we learned from here is that if at the time when the partnership of the shutfim or the estate of the yarshim is being dissolved, that's when a shvua is in order. But if afterwards one of the partners, one of the brothers, wants to make the other one make a shvua, too late, unless there's an obligation to make a shvua anyway, which we've learned many times, the concept of gilgul shvua, which we learn from the halacha of a soita. The halacha is when a husband brings his wife as a soita after the kinui and stira to the base of Mikdash, and the kohen makes the soita drink the mayim amarim, and at that point he makes a swear, as the Mishnah Masechta Soita Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis teaches us, amen from this situation, amen from other situations, Arusa, Shemeris Yavam, a different man, all of those other passable situations are thrown into the Shvua, and that's where we learned the concept of Gilgul Shvua. Asked my Bailahu, so they asked in Shiva V'mal Galgamad Rabbanan, what's going to be Halacha when the entire Shvua is a Shvua the Rabbanan? Do we also say the concept by shvur, the concept of Gilgul Shvua? Did the Torah say by Shvua Daraisa, which is a very serious Shvua, that's what we say Gilgul Shvua? But a Shvua Darabonin that doesn't carry the same severity, that Halacha doesn't apply? Or was it said even by Shvua Darabonin? And the reason explained to Rishonim, because we have a rule in Shas, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, wherever Chazal make a rule, Ke'ein Daraisa Tikkun, they fashion it the same fashion as the Din Daraisa. Toshma, the Brisa says, love and menu. If somebody borrowed something for somebody else, be'erev shvius, right before Shemitah. Umat shvius nasloi shutuf aris, and after shvius, the loiva became a shutuf or an aris, and when he wants what he deserved back, he needs to make a shvua. The halacha is ein megalgalon. The malva cannot make him make a shvua on anything else. Tama, what's the reason? The lovi men erev shvius. You know why that shvia, that shvuah is not in order, because shvuah is afketei, because the loan is completely canceled. And therefore, since the loan is canceled, there's no gilgul shvuah, because nothing to swear over. Hashashnei shvuah, where the loan wasn't canceled, megalgala, even though it's just the shvuah of our mishnah, which is only a shvuah drabbanan. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand that brisa. Loitem hashashnei shvuah megalgalin, because it's halacha that you can make a part, somebody else swear a shvuah hesis, which is shvuah drabbanan. Eleima, nasla shutta for aris be'erev shvius. If somebody came a shutta for an aris before shvius, well, matz shvius loving menor, and then after shvius, he borrows from him. Megalgalin, so we make him swear even the shvuah shvita. That even though shmita cancels all shvuahs, but Shvita can't cancel the Shvus HaShitfin because it's not based on Halva. Shmita pass cancels loans. The reason Shutfin make Shvua, because there's a concern for Gzela, and that's why that Shvua is not canceled. Habahad Yiktanila says, that we know. Nasla Shutf Eres Ver Shvius, the Mishnah said, the Shvius Lavi Menu Megalgalin. Says, the Gemara Shmamina. So here we clearly see the Megalgalin, but the Rabbanan Shmamina. Amar Rav Huna. Lekom Megalgalin, in all situations of Gilgul Shvua, we add Chutz Megalgal Sachir. If somebody makes an employer, we learned this extensively in our Perek, swear that he hasn't paid his salary, and then a Megalgalin, we don't make him swear anymore. Because as we learned, that and daf mem hey, the halacha really ought to be that an employer should have to pay as soon as the employee says, you owe me the money. Because as we learned, there's a concept, balabais tar bepalav, it's common that the employer will forget that he paid. Chazal added a shvuah, but they didn't, but that's not such a strong shvuah that there should be gilgul shvuah attached to it. Rechizam alakol emakilim. In all situations we're megalgal shvua, chutz mitzachar makilin, and we're not megalgal shvua by a sachar. So ask the Gemara, aren't they saying the exact same thing? My benai, what are they saying? Aren't they both saying that by an employer relationship we don't say gilgal? Ik benai le toich loy. The halacha is, Rav Huna says, l'chol megalgalin, that the dayonim are the ones that initiate the idea of gilgal shvua. Rav Chizda says, L'kolei Makilim, that if the Baal Din asked for Gilgal, so then we make him make a Shvua. But the Dayonim don't make the Gilgal. So in other words, the Nafkamina is that if, does Beis Din suggest that they should make a Shvua? He says Beis Din does, he says Beis Din doesn't. But Shvius Mishametes, we said Shvius cancels the Shvua, that the Shvius cancels the Shvua, but not immediately. Where do we notice a locha that when there's a loan that requires a shvuah? So just like the loan is canceled by Shemitah, the shvuah is also canceled. Arav Gidla Rav Damakra v'zedvar Shemitah. Afilu Dibur, even just Dibur has the ability, if it's connected to a loan, even the Dibur has the ability of Shvius Mishametas, of Shemitah canceling that obligation. Hanu lo kol nishbon, hanu lo kol nishbon, hanu lo kol nishbon.